This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennen.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Let's go with another hour, my friend.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Couple of big stories that are brewing.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
GOP, House Oversight Committee, is saying it has proof of $20 million that was sent to the Bidens. And the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is saying that Biden should release bank statements so they can sort all this out. But interesting story. Fox News has it as breaking news today. The GOP saying it has proof of $20 million sent to the Bidens.
McCarthy is saying that Biden should release bank statements?
Right.
Yeah, you should do that. Great.
You saying good luck with that?
So much luck with that.
Yeah.
Biden should release it. Yeah. Well, Biden's worrying about getting the pudding spoon to his mouth without spilling.
Another story that is brewing. Dianne Feinstein evidently fell and had to be hospitalized. She's now home, but again, that's significant because the U.S. Senate is their tiebreaker status with the infamous Kamala Harris goes away when they're missing one of their Democratic senators. So that is something to keep an eye on. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein at home recovering from a fall. Just a couple of things that have popped up during the show today that I wanted you to know about.
Hopefully she had her life alert badge on and she could summon help.
There you go.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, exactly. Bottom of the hour, Pat Trainer from the Dakota Medical Foundation is going to be here to talk about digital addiction and some help next week to talk about that topic. So look forward to hearing about that coming up on the program. Also want to tell you about what is happening the end of the month. Our friends from Capstone Classical Academy are bringing to Fargo Dr. Larry Arn from Hillsdale College. Go to Capstone Classical for all the details on that. One of the great academic minds in this country. So, anyway, welcome our next guest, the CEO and founder of the American Energy Institute, Jason Isaac. We'll talk a little bit about Bidenomics and how that pertains to energy today on the program. Think green energy, because that's what infrastructure doesn't mean roads, bridges, typical infrastructure, bedrock of what makes America go, trains and railways and ports. No, it means green energy. It means all things green. That's what the infrastructure means to the Biden administration. Jason Isaac, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Great to be on. I'm glad to see the Bidenomics is actually working out well for one family, namely the Biden family, but it's not working out well for American families.
Very good point. Yeah, cashing in again here on the latest report, the $20 million question mark. So exactly right. What is Bidenomics?
Well, it's this economic plan from the Biden administration that has resulted in what, from the previous administration, the average American family saving $2,500 a year on energy expenses. That's electric utilities, natural gas utilities, automobile fuel, $2,500 extra in our pockets. That's been completely erased and taken away in the form of a $2,800 increase for the average American family and higher cost. People are getting crushed with higher electricity bills. In fact, from 21 to 22, there was a significant increase in the number of disconnected utilities, over nearly 30% increase in electric utility disconnects, and an over 70% increase in natural gas utility disconnects. We know what they want natural gas out of our homes. They don't want us having hot water or water heaters. They don't want us, using gas stoves. So they're just going to force the prices up so high that they get disconnected and we freeze to death. But that's Bidenomics in a nutshell.
Why are those, why is that tax on the American people up there? Why are costs up?
Well, you've got, he's taking away land for production. He's demonizing fossil fuels, killing pipelines around the country and making it much harder to get pipeline projects done, all to the benefit of China. The Inflation Reduction Act, laughingly called that, it dumps billions of dollars, if not trillions. And I think Goldman Sachs has come out and said now that that $300 billion is actually going to be over $1 trillion in what I call green bling and renewable nightmares. It props up unreliable electric generation. To the tune, we've spent over $200 billion of taxpayer subsidies just over the last decade. We've gone from 3% of our electricity being produced by these weather-dependent, unreliable sources of generation to now we're a whopping 4%. Yes, a significant increase with billions of dollars. And what do we have for it? We have much higher electricity costs around the country. And our reliability is decreasing significantly to the tune that we are at a threat of deindustrializing this country, much like Germany and the United Kingdom have done because their electricity cost has skyrocketed, forcing manufacturing to leave the countries.
We've seen some figures this week from the auto manufacturers about how much money they're losing on EVs. What do you think the impact will be on the green agenda of the Biden administration from that fact?
I think is losing over $70,000 per electric vehicle they sell. What that means is when you and I go out and buy an internal combustion engine or a hybrid electric vehicle, we're actually subsidizing the cost for an electric vehicle. Today, from last year, there's over a 300% increase in electric vehicles sitting on lots. It's over 121,000 electric vehicles sitting on lots today, unsold. The American people don't want them. They're being forced down our throats by increasing regulations from the federal government that don't do anything to mitigate a changing climate. Decarbonization is a joke. It's really dehumanization. And we're world leaders in environmental protection. We've reduced pollution in this country 80% over the last five decades. We're world leaders in clean air, and we're number one when it comes to access to clean and safe drinking water. And all of that is powered by affordable, reliable American energy that this current administration just continues to demonize to the benefit of China, Saudi Arabia, and Russia.
Yeah, coal's a prime example. North Dakota's a big lignite state. And, you know, they're building coal plants by the dozen over in China over and over and over again. And they're doing everything in their power to shut them down here. What sense does that make? Because it's going into the same air. It just boggles my mind that we don't have more of a discussion about whatever manufacturing, whatever energy production happens here, we actually care about the environment. We actually do something about it. And if we kill this industry, all we're going to do is send the same activity to countries that don't care about the environment.
And that's why the Climate Cult has embraced decarbonization, because they know if you burn fossil fuels to produce electricity or produce the products that we need that make our modern life possible, you produce CO2. I've actually mentioned this in front of the House Oversight Committee that you referenced earlier, that's now releasing these bank statements, I think, from Hunter Biden. But I testify that of all the technology the Chinese steal from us, it'd be nice if they'd at least use our pollution control technology, but they don't. And the fact that Asian air pollution impacts the United States, we're already under attack from poor air quality from Asia. It's impacting the United States, and that's absurd. But we use pollution control technology. These power plants and manufacturing facilities have bag houses and scrubbers, and they capture everything. And that's why when we take 40 to 50% of the vehicles off the road during the COVID lockdowns, during those first 2 months of COVID lockdowns in the United States, you think that, well, there might be some improvement in air quality. there wasn't. In fact, some cities in the U.S., their air quality got worse with 50% fewer vehicles on the road. You think, how is that possible? Well, our vehicles that we produce are cleaner than they've ever been. The power that we produce is cleaner than it's ever been. And we produce products more responsibly than anywhere else on the face of the earth. Our air quality is practically at a natural state in this country. China and India saw massive improvements in their air quality during the first 2 months of the COVID lockdowns because their manufacturing went silent. Their power generation decreased significantly. And like I said, they just don't use the pollution control technology that we do here in this country. And I think that's why the left has embraced decarbonization while they're sitting there drinking their Perrier, you know, ingesting higher concentrations of CO2 than what's in the atmosphere, and it's not killing them. They're actually drinking what they call carbon pollution. You know, I call this God's gas, CO2, that gave us life and continues to give us life and is necessary for life on the face of the earth. And I think that may be the problem with the left, is that we're having prosperity and we're abundant.
Jason Isaac, CEO, founder of the American Energy Institute. Check out an op-ed he wrote on this topic, by the way, at foxnews.com. Great conversation as always, Jason. Thank you for the time. 16 past the hour. When we come back, we'll have more on this latest House Oversight Committee memo on the $20 million for the Bidens.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey, Gateway Building Systems, we get it. We know the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., providing you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and a whole lot more. They've helped farmers customize their operations And that's their mission. They want to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, guess what? Gateway gets it. They'll provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on their Brock Solid bins. For more info, go online to gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. All right, we have a call that came in concerning our conversation in the first segment today about Governor Burgum's media and chops with Hugh Hewitt. Go ahead and roll that, Kim.
Yeah, Doug Burgum, he isn't running for president for 2024. He's running for 2028, but he needs to get noticed, recognized, so the people in this country know who he is. He's not really running against Trump. This is his way to get recognized for 2028. Guaranteed.
Okay. Everybody has a theory on why or how or whatever, you know. I think what I could safely say about Doug Burgum, he is running because he believes he can win. And are there sub-strategies beyond that? Hey, if I don't win, this could happen or that could happen, of course. I mean, he's an entrepreneur. He's a business guy. So he knows I'm setting out, for instance, Great Plains Software starts out with him and, you know, two other employees. Does he think it can grow into something that's sold to Microsoft for $1.1 billion? Yeah. Probably says that's a good goal down there for us to achieve. What happens if we don't sell it to Microsoft? Well, we got a great company for a whole lot of years that does a whole lot of good, employs a lot of people. There's always a plan B, C, D, and E. That's just entrepreneurship. You set out to do something and maybe you accomplish it and maybe you don't. And plenty of forks in the road come along, and you say, okay, that means we're going to have to do it this way or that way. So,
yeah, you miss every shot you don't take, though, right?
Right. Had a lot of emails come in applauding Governor Burgum's job in the interview, though. Kudos to Doug Burgum, says this listener. You can tell he's from the farm. His roots are grounded in the rich, fertile values of North Dakota. Farm boys stand their ground for the ground they stand on. I don't think he'll get elected, but hope he goes far and puts some sound thinking back into the politicians and media hosts. Exactly. Texter says, whatever Burgum's positions are on other things, his answer to Hugh Hewitt is absolutely correct. This would not be a question if Biden followed the law and presidential responsibilities. That's what I thought was so valuable in how he answered the question. He put it back where it belongs. I've not seen that from a lot of other Republican candidates. I've not seen it from people who, you know, are on all these shows saying, oh, Tommy Tuberville, can you believe how terrible he is to hold up all these? No, he's holding it up because of the illegality of the Biden administration. Hello? Anyway.
Everybody else just answers it.
Exactly right.
Yep. Oh, well, I feel that blah, blah, blah. Little word salad whipped up, and next question.
All right. What do we know about this $20 million breaking news out of the House Oversight Committee? I'll tell you what the Trump administration knows about it. Donald Trump has put out a statement today saying crooked Joe Biden and his corrupt family made millions selling the Biden brand to foreign nationals. The evidence released today further proves that Merrick Garland and the Biden Justice Department are covering up Biden's crimes as they relentlessly pursue baseless charges against President Trump. Our nation cannot withstand four more years of this two-tier system of justice. Comes from Make America Great Again, Inc. Here's what we know. Headline, Comer releases third bank memo detailing payments to the Bidens from Russia, Kazakhstan, there we go, and Ukraine, Kazakhstan. Okay, here's what it says. House Committee on Oversight and Accountability Chair James Comer released a third bank records memorandum detailing new information obtained in the committee's investigation into the Biden family's influence peddling schemes. So what does that tell us? It's new, and it's a bank memorandum. The memorandum outlines how the Bidens and their business associates received millions from oligarchs in Russia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine during Joe Biden's vice presidency. After Hunter Biden received millions of dollars in payments, then Vice President Biden dined with his son's associates in Washington, D.C. Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner, recently testified that then-Vice President Joe Biden was, quote, the brand, sold to enrich the Biden family and was used to send signals of access, power, and influence. So here's what Comer says about all this. During Biden's vice presidency, Hunter Biden sold him as the brand to reap millions from oligarchs in Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. It appears no real services were provided. Very key. No real services were provided other than access to the Biden network, including Joe Biden himself. And Hunter Biden seems to have delivered. This is made clear by meals at Cafe Milano, where then-Vice President Joe Biden dined with the oligarchs from around the world who'd sent money to his son. Comer says it's clear Joe Biden knew about his son's business dealings and allowed himself to be the brand sold to enrich the Biden family while he was Vice President of the United States. The House Oversight Committee will continue to follow the money trail and obtain witness testimony to determine whether foreign actors targeted the Bidens. President Biden is compromised or corrupt, and our national security is threatened. So I'm looking at this third bank memorandum. Actually, I have the memorandum here. Let me just give you a little summary. The committee is releasing payments from Russia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine that occurred during Joe Biden's vice presidency, now identifying over $20 million in payments from foreign sources to the Biden family and their business associates. That's where the $20 million comes in, from this third memorandum. Hunter Biden and Devin Archer used Rosemont Seneca entities to bring in millions from oligarchs in Europe and Asia, using accounts nominally tied to Devin Archer, but using the familiar Rosemont Seneca branding. Hunter Biden received incremental payments originating from foreign sources, attempting to hide the source and size of the payments. Very important. Here's one of my favorites. I heard a little buzz about this, but April 2014, Joe Biden's vice president, a Kazakhstan oligarch wired the exact price of Hunter Biden's sports car to a bank account used by Archer and Biden. February of 2014, Biden meets with this oligarch at a Washington, D.C. hotel. This oligarch worked closely with the prime minister of Kazakhstan. In April, this guy, the oligarch, wires $142,300 to Rosemont Seneca. The next day, a payment was made from Rosemont Seneca for a sports car for Hunter Biden in the amount of $142,300.
Well, something for the little guy.
Can you believe this?
Yes, I can. I believe all of it.
And then, of course, Archer and Biden arranged for Burisma executives to visit where else but Kazakhstan in June of 2014. He got the goods, you know, in June. Conversation started in April 2014. Wired the money. In April, June, they're meeting with folks to arrange a three-way deal between the Burisma and a Chinese state-owned company.
And nothing will happen.
And the government of Kazakhstan.
Nothing's going to happen.
Can't make this up.
Nope.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. It's been months, but there's finally a winner in the record-setting $1.58 billion Mega Millions jackpot, that ticket drawn in Florida. The judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. President Biden says democracy won after Ohio voters rejected a measure that would have made it harder to get abortion rights enshrined in the state constitution. Yesterday's special election had just one issue on the ballot. It would have required at least 60% voter approval to pass any amendments to the state constitution. Houston police investigating the death of a three-month-old boy who was left in a hot car yesterday afternoon. Investigators say the mother arrived at a clinic around noon and took her four-year-old inside with her, but left the baby in the car. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
How about some home cooking for lunch today? Just to break the routine a little. Don't go to the same old places and, you know, rush through fast food. How about some home cooking, some grab-and-go convenience? If this isn't comfort food doesn't exist. Swedish meatballs today. Valley City, Hartwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo locations at PetroServe USA all have Swedish meatballs. They also have lasagna in Valley City and Southern Fried Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th Avenue and I-29 cheesy tuna noodle casserole, lasagna at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Chili Mac in Glendon, and Chicken Fettuccine on 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. We're going to chat with Pat Trainer coming up here in a little bit, talked about the Dakota Medical Foundation Summit that is coming up Tuesday, August 15th, Digital Addiction and Dopamine, Finding Balance in the Age of Indulgence. You know, we've spent a good chunk of the show today talking about, you know, Governor Burgum and now presidential candidate, how he interacts with the media and how Republicans very often, well, very often, always, let me just say this, always get treated differently than Democrats do by the mainstream media. There's an alliance there. It's one of the things we talked about yesterday with Victor Davis Hanson, talking about where we're at, because it, never before has there been this alliance between the media cabal and the leftists. Anyway, we talked about that. We talked about, I don't know about you, but when I hear numbers like, okay, during the entire 4 years of the Trump administration, 16, what do they call them, KSTs, known or suspected terrorists, were caught. That's by Trump. 4 years. Okay?
16. Four a year.
16.
Okay.
Exactly. During the Biden administration, and they would be at what, 28 months, 29 months? Obviously not a full four-year term for the Biden administration. 225 KSTs found.
Nothing to see there, though.
How about this? A 200 to 300% increase in trends at the border. Increase in trends at the northern border, sorry, of illegal immigration coming across the northern border, where we're peeling off assets and putting them on the southern border. 200 to 300% increase at the northern border, which, by the way, you can look straight up I-29 and practically see from here.
But, Scott, Trump tried to overturn the election in 2020. He incited an insurrection. And, hey, I'm serious. This is real. This is the thing.
My point in recapping the show here for you is not to realize those of you who have been listening for the entire program didn't hear for yourself what we talked about, but it is to say that the idea of a digital addiction and dopamine is something we can actually wrap our arms around and do something about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can, you know, because a lot of what I describe
stuff, yes.
I want to know about it. You know, I want to know what you know. I want to know what's happening in the increases at the northern border and illegal immigration. I want to know about Bidenomics and what it's doing to American energy and driving up costs and the things we talked about today. But I can't do a heck of a lot about it. I want to know about it. I want to be aware of it. I want to shout from the mountaintops about it. I can demand that elected leaders do something about it. I can't do anything about it. I could do something about a digital addiction and the dopamine that comes from it. And I know I'm talking to people in this audience that are in the one half of Americans now diagnosed with a mental illness or a disorder. At some point, more than half of Americans now diagnosed with a mental illness or disorder at some point in their lifetime, and a suicide occurs once every 11 minutes. Why is that happening? Life. It's happening because of life and what we're doing. It's causing despair. And some of that comes from a digital addiction. So what DMF is doing is bringing an expert, professor of psychiatry from Stanford University School of Medicine, chief of the Stanford Addiction Medicine Dual Diagnosis Clinic. She's a scholar, clinician, author. She wrote Dopamine Nation. That's what we are. She will be here conducting a half-day session at the Avalon Event Center to explore the role that digital addiction and social media have played in hijacking the pleasure centers of our brains. She'll talk about how the addiction works, how it controls our behaviors, and what we can do about it. I'd highly encourage you to take this in because it's something you can do something about. You can take into your own hands. Despite all the other things that are happening, this is something where you actually can roll up your sleeves and say, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna do something about this. I am. And you see it everywhere. You see it everywhere. You really do. So we're going to chat with Pat about that in a moment.
I know a number of people, honestly, they cannot go to the bathroom without their phone. No, leave it where it's, leave it sitting there.
Why?
I don't know. And it takes them 10 times longer because they got their phone.
I think I know
why. They're
not
doing their business. Yeah. They're looking on their phone.
I think I know why.
Can you let me in the bathroom? Get out!
Because they get a rush from
I know
what's on the phone.
That's my kid. I was like, get off your phone and get out of there.
Facebook, Instagram, you know, they're surfing social media.
Oh, absolutely. Watching the TikToks or whatever the nonsense.
Exactly right. Pat Trainer is the president and CEO of Dakota Medical Foundation. This DMF summit is coming on Tuesday, August 15th. We were just talking, Pat, a little bit about how this is something we can do something about. There's so many other things going on in this world that we can't do anything about. This is something we can do about it, and you're giving us a good tool here. Why are you doing this?
We're doing it because it's a huge epidemic. Scott, this is one of the biggest things impacting our mental well-being. I mean, we have unprecedented levels of people contemplating suicide, anxiety levels, depression. I mean, it's unreal where we are as a state, as a nation, you know, as a community. We need people to be aware that this problem exists, this problem with addiction to our devices. Okay, whether it's our phone, computer, you know, whatever, it is pervasive. If you just, as a matter of habit, just continue to reach for the phone, you have a problem. So we really, really want people aware of what does this mean? You know, technology's not going away. Technology isn't going away, but we have to learn what it's doing to our American culture, our humanity, our ability to be kind and loving to one another. Social media has created the perfect storm of polarizing each and every one of us. You're either here or you're there. So this, rather than heterodoxy, you know, where we used to say, hey, tell me more so I can seek to understand. social media has polarized more and more and more of us into Camp A or Camp B, nothing in between. And remember, you know, our guiding principles, love your neighbor as yourself. That's absolutely been drowned out by this addiction to social media. That's just one of device use. Then there's all the scrolling, you know, constant time wasting of how come I'm not perfect like that person in that picture? How come I'm not on a trip? How come I'm not doing that? And so social media and device use, it plays into the deepest, darkest parts of us, of our human vulnerabilities. You know, there's billions of dollars being spent each year, each day, to hook us on our devices, and so it's designed to capture our attention.
Right. This is not happening by accident.
This is exactly right. It's worse than nicotine.
They're designed to get you addicted.
Yes.
All these programs do. In fact, there's stories about Facebook that have bringing kids 11, 12, 13, 14, see how they react to these things and what keeps them on the device longer.
Yes.
Because all these social media, all the apps, their whole revenue is derived by how many eyeballs are there and how long.
Yes. Imagine if we, though, Scott, what I'm the most hopeful about, imagine if we created the social contagion for being good to one another, for seeking to understand, for learning. How about just learning? You know, we used to want to learn about someone's viewpoint. That's why we have radio. I mean, news and views. You know, we want to hear and we want to explore. That's how we become great, is learning. And so we now are just subjected to, well, here's the meme. That's what you need to believe because that's the way it is. How about intellectual curiosity? What happened to it? What happened to curiosity? So there's all these things that are not light, they're dark. And what we want to illuminate is how there is a way forward to use the best of technology, to use it for the good of people, and to remove the worst parts of technology. And it starts with recognition that it is a problem, and there are ways to reduce and slowly, reduce your dependency, if you will, for reaching for your device. And how about reaching for a walk or your friend? You know, give them a handshake and say, let's go for a walk. Let's be friends in humanity without our phones. So one of the things we're experimenting with, I'd like your reaction to, is phones down, heads up. Phones down, heads up. So how about at every meal? How about at every meeting that we host with our team? We say, hey, you know what? We care about you. And we're interested in your views on these matters. And so we want full participation. We want full cognition. You know, because you're super bright. We need you. Let's put our phones away and even our smartwatches. Let's put them away for 45 minutes and enjoy our camaraderie.
You bring up another point, smartwatches, because that's just another version of your device.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
Buzzing every time you get an email or a notification or...
And, you know, I'm reading another book called, this woman that's coming, Dr. Anna Lemke, wrote the book Dopamine Nation, but there's another book that's extraordinary. It's called The Distracted Mind. And imagine what happens if we're looking at our phone all day, interrupting ourselves from being in studio or in with person.
How much productivity you lose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... forget about critical thinking, then. You're not critically thinking because you're jumping all day long. No more critical thinking.
And, this is not just kids. I was telling Kevin earlier, one of my favorite little pastimes, when you're out to dinner and you're waiting for the waitress to come by or whatever, is to just look around at the different tables that are out there and see who's there. I'm amazed how many parents that have kids at the table, an opportunity to connect with your kids, are on devices, and the kids are like looking at it like, Mom, Dad, how about me? So it's not just the kids, it's us. There's no doubt about it. More with Pat Trainer when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Are you aware that oil and natural gas touch every corner of North Dakota? By that I mean this industry and what they generate in the way of dollars and investments that go into schools and bridges and roads. Pretty incredible. Water projects, you name it. Every corner of North Dakota touched by it. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Kevin in Fergus Falls has a question or comment here on our topic of the day. We're talking to Pat Trainer from the Dakota Medical Foundation about a summit on digital addiction and dopamine that's coming up next Tuesday, 9 a.m. to noon, at the Avalon Event Center. I'll tell you how to get registered in a moment. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Even listening to AM radio and addictions, technology in itself kind of can be, because you know what? I don't want to miss AM radio. It's a technology. Or when we got our kids the first Nintendo that ever came out, we saw a change in them. Playing Donkey Kong and everything, and I go, whoa, that's a little much, guys. I don't know. You got to be able to shut everything down sometimes, no matter what. I also think of older people that have no social contact out of their homes. They listen to, they watch TV stations and TV and technology, and you get your information from one source. So it's out there. I don't want to go back to horse and buggy personally, but, you know, technology is addictive. You always want the newest, latest, greatest stuff. But anyway, I'm enjoying the show today. I've been listening all morning, and it's been a good show. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. Texter says, I'm using the app on my phone to listen to Pat talk about addiction to our phones. You know, there are
there's something to that, I guess.
There are good uses, obviously. I think the biggest thing is just the awareness of how, like you say, when you reach for the phone just habitually, you know, you don't have any, it's not ringing, it's not, but just, it's how many times a day, there's something there that you need to be aware of. That's the value of the summit, right?
Absolutely. And I think you need to ask yourself, what am I becoming? Am I becoming the person I want that I strive to be? And is this technology helping me do that, or might it perhaps be harming, you know, my purpose in life, my sense of meaning? So getting a little bit of news and information, not a bad thing at all. But scrolling mindlessly and endlessly for hours on end, think about what you could be doing and think about what that is doing to your thoughts. You know, we become our most predominant thoughts. So if we fill our thoughts with all things good, with positive, so we're in charge of creating our experiences, right? Well, we're limiting ourselves and our experiences when this becomes too much. This becomes what we do as opposed to being human and being with social matter, you know, social connections. Because we aren't meant to be isolated. We're social creatures. And so if we're just passively going through screens and not having the connectivity, so using, you know, using text and things with your family, good thing. We're promoting our family relationships. You know, using Snapchat, you're on the deal and everybody's getting, you know, a nice update on what's going on in grandson's case or a new baby or what. Those are wonderful things. That's a wonderful use of technology. So I think, you know, what we want to illuminate is that how is technology helping or harming you as a human being? Is it building you up, your relationships, your abilities, your capacity to do good for others? Or could it perhaps be hurting that?
You gave me some stats here that American adults currently spend about 7 hours a day in front of a screen.
Yeah.
Teens aged 13 to 18 use an average of about 9 hours per day of entertainment media. Nearly half say they're online on a near constant basis.
Yes.
Every waking hour. Now, we also know that 4 in 10 youth struggle with depression. 1 in 5 have suicidal thoughts. 1 in 10 experience anxiety. How are these connected?
These are directly connected. This is one. There's one of the stats on there just in the time. So the more, there's studies that indicate the more time on social media, the more likely depression strikes. There are studies on that. So the less time on social media, the less likely. Is everything direct and perfect? Absolutely not. This is all new.
A lot of warning lights out there in what ails us. And this is just but one. but one thing that we can do something about.
Yes.
That's what I really, you know, appreciate. I mean, this is, you can roll up the sleeve and do, can't do anything about the border, myself personally, other than tell you the border's a mess and people are pouring through. And I know people worry about it. I can do something about this, and it's attend this event. DMF Summit, Digital Addiction to Dopamine, Finding Balance in the Age of Indulgence. Love that. Tuesday, August 15th, 9 a.m. to noon. Social begins at 8:30 in the morning at the Avalon Event Center. How do people go?
They go online. They could go to dacmed.org, and they have to be registered. So it's a free event, but we have to be registered. We need to know how many people we need to prepare for. And seating is limited, and we're actually, Scott, getting close. But you can also view it online. But go to dacmed.org and register there. It's very, very simple.
Less than 100 tickets left for the event. And as Pat mentioned, you can also watch it online. So if you're out in the oil patch, you can join in too. DACMED.org. Thanks, Pat. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's
Thank
on
you,
Your
Scott.
Mind. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented pill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.